The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, like most of the discussions on The Weekly Connect each week, we get a lot of comments, and one that really has sparked a lot of debate is the Space Invaders discussion we had. This was where we talked about unwanted contact. You know that way when someone just grabs you, you get grabbed and taken across a street, as happened to me just the other week. Taken across a street I had no intention of crossing, left there, and then expected to congratulate the sighted person who helped me. Well, just take me back across the road, please. Anyway, lots of people getting in touch about this, clearly resonating with you. Dr. Sarah Bryan got in touch after listening to this feature and told us her story.
My name's Sarah Bryan, and I'm currently living in Exeter, having recently moved from Sheffield. I was getting on a bus, and I had my hands full, like you often do. I had my dog in one hand and my purse in the other, because I think I've just shown my bus pass to the driver. I found a seat, and a woman said to me, "Can you move your dog? She's blocking the aisle." And I just said, "Yeah, give me a second." Just put my purse away, then I have my hands free to shift her. It was the sort of "I can't do everything at once" moment. And before I know it, my purse had been grabbed out of my hand. So I immediately just snatched it back, very instinctively. And the woman protested, "Oh, we're going to help you. Oh, we're going to put it in your pocket for you. Oh, we're trying to help, you know." And I was so taken aback. All I could say was, but, you know. And, I put it away, moved the dog. And I was just seething. I knew I wasn't being mugged or anything like that, but I could not believe that someone would do that. You know, take your purse. You know, she didn't offer. She didn't say, "Do you want me to hold that for a minute while you move the dog?" She just grabbed it. And a couple of minutes later, the woman spoke to me again and said, "Oh, I'm ever so sorry. Taking your purse off you, what must you have thought?" And I just went, "Well, quite." And that was the end of the conversation. Yeah, but that's probably, I've had many, many instances of being grabbed. Sometimes quite hard, I would add. Somebody left a bruise on me once. Not that that's difficult. I bruise very easily. But I found that having my purse taken off me was particularly memorable. I'm aware that when people do grab hold of you, sometimes, as Scott said the other week, it's because they think there's a genuine need or even an emergency. I've had occasions when I've been feeling to the edge of the curb with my white cane before I got a dog, and colleagues would just grab hold of me and go, no, stop, you can't go into the road. And it's like, I'm not going into the road, I'm just finding the curb. But it was interesting for me because I'm a massage therapist, and I worked for a little while at the Sheffield Royal Society for the Blind, giving massage to clients there. And there were a lot of elderly people who weren't quite so steady on their feet, who used a walking aid. Then it became quite difficult for me because I've got no useful vision. And some of them inevitably needed a bit of help getting on and off the couch. But it was very hard for me to know when to step in and when to leave alone. And because of my own experiences of being grabbed and manhandled, I tended to leave alone. And actually, my doing that on one occasion, a woman was saying, I can manage. And she landed up slap bang on the floor. So I then had a lady on the floor with no clothes on that couldn't get up. I think she was quite enjoying herself because she was quite keen for me to go and get a couple of men to come and haul her up back onto her feet again. But In the meanwhile, it left me in a bit of a dilemma of, you know, if I had held on to her, she might not have gone down on the floor. But I don't want to be physically intrusive. So since then, I've actually gone and done some training. And if I think someone's a bit unsteady, I will just gently keep my hands on them, but try not to be grabby and too intrusive. But it is difficult because I now know what it's like to think, oh, golly gosh, this person's not safe. At what point do you trust that someone knows their own need, or that they may be in a situation they're not aware of what's going on? So it is a really difficult one, and I can really see that from both sides now. It would be nice just to be spoken to in the first instance. You know, I've had instances of being grabbed by the arm, dragged across the road, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe the person can't speak. Then they deposit you on the other side and go, "You're all right now, love." And when this chap did that, I wondered what he was doing. He made me jump because he grabbed me so hard. But yet people are very physical and they need to be more verbal.
Indeed. Thank you, Sarah Bryan, for getting in touch with us. That's what we're here for. We're your space to raise the issues that affect you. And when we hear from you, we know we're doing a good job. So thank you. And please do keep in contact telling us your experiences.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.